As soon as you met her, you started crying in your beer about money.
Number one, I didn't cry about the money.
Finding love online was a long shot.
I took out 6 payday loans in order to help him.
Any woman who knows a guy for 2 weeks and puts him up in a hotel room is stupid.
But her usefulness was short-lived.
He went back to live with his ex-girlfriend.
Not that I'm aware of.
Did you?
Yes.
He's a bum.
Whoa.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Jessica Benham is suing her ex-boyfriend, Jesus Luna, for hotel fees and bail money.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 113 on the calendar in the matter of Benham versus Luna. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Luna, in what month did you meet the plaintiff?
I believe it was in April, Your Honor.
April of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And you met her online?
Facebook.
When for the first time did you meet her in person?
Give or take probably a week after I met her on Facebook.
So that would be sometime in either April or early May?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that right?
Mid-April.
About April 15th, Your Honor.
Fine. And on what date were you expecting a settlement check?
Ooh. About a month after that, but because my employer had disputed the workman's comp claim because he hadn't paid us for 2 weeks, so he disputed it, the workman's comp people had to work with him, so it delayed it.
Delayed it for how long?
It delayed it for roughly about a month and a half.
And how much of a check did you get?
I got a check for $116 because garnishment had attached itself to the settlement
$116.
Check. $116 out of a $2,600 check.
Which means that you owe child support.
Exactly.
Going to get you one way or another.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you know that when you went through all the aggravation of getting the workman's comp?
I did, but
probably.
I didn't think that they were going to take what they were going to take. I thought that they had a cap of like 30%, but apparently
they
didn't.
But they tricked you.
Right. Still hurts, too.
Yeah. When you told the plaintiff who you had met online that you needed some money because you were evicted from your apartment, did you discuss with her your settlement check?
First of all, that's not entirely accurate. When I first met with the plaintiff, I didn't say that I needed money. I said I didn't know what I was going to do.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Am I going to throw myself off a bridge?
Right. No,
it wasn't. Am I going to sell my blood? Am I going to mug somebody? Maybe I could find somebody who would tide me over until the settlement check comes through.
Maybe I could be a little more clear.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, because you first meet somebody in April, and then you have a problem making your bills the next month, right?
Right.
Usually you meet somebody, and the first thing you don't start doing is crying in your beer about not being able to support yourself as a grown man.
That's a big 10-4. But let me explain something to you, ma'am. What I was doing was I was renting a place from a guy who said that he was the owner of the home.
I don't
and
care
he
what
wasn't.
Your sad story was.
Right.
Listen, I have a husband.
I understand
I've had
that.
Enough of my own trouble.
Right.
Right? I don't need to hear any of yours.
Right.
My question is, as soon as you met her, you started crying in your beer about money.
No.
Well, did you have May's rent?
Yes.
Did you have June's rent?
No.
What rent did she help you with?
She didn't help me with rent.
She helped you get a place because you were evicted from your apartment. In what month?
This was in May.
May? Well, if you met her in April, you say sort of the end of April, she said April 15th. That's 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Within 2 weeks, you started crying about not having money to a place to live.
Mm. Hmm. Yeah, well, it was, I think that's a little off.
What's a little off?
Okay, number one, I didn't cry about the money, okay? Number two.
Well, what did you tell her you were going to do when you got thrown out?
Well, this is
out?
What I told her. She had called me and I said this. I says, hey, right now I really can't talk to you. I'm in a bind. I just was evicted from my place. Unbeknownst to me, I was renting from somebody that was renting from somebody. So she said this. I don't want to see you on the street and I don't want to see you with nowhere to go. Let me get you a hotel room.
Just a second. When did you tell, all of this may be true. When did you tell her about the settlement check?
About 2 weeks when I had found out from my job that I hadn't been paid and we went to the labor board.
Were you in the hotel room already?
Yes, ma'am.
So at the time that you were in the hotel room, she didn't have any information about a settlement that
absolutely,
was coming. Is
absolutely,
that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Is that correct?
No.
Tell me when he told you about the settlement.
Don't
look like this.
He told me initially that...
Because I actually believe that any woman who knows a guy for 2 weeks and puts him up in a hotel room is stupid.
Oh, I was ignorant. I admit that.
Okay.
He told me that he was going to get paid, and when he got paid, he would give me money. But then the paycheck never came. And so...
And so you kept paying for the hotel room?
He told me that...
Did you ever go to the hotel room?
No. Not really. I mean, I would...
I don't know what that means, not really.
I would go...
Never went to the hotel room? What does that mean?
I wouldn't go in the room. I would go to the hotel and, you know, use my credit card, but I would never go in the room.
Is what you're telling me that you were never in Mr. Luna's hotel room?
Correct.
Is that right?
No, that's not true. One time I was at the Super 8 Motel, I asked her, did she get the room? Because she was telling me she had got the room. I said, did you get the room? She said, yeah. I said, okay, did you get a smoking room? Because I'm a smoker. She said, yeah, I did, and I'm in the hotel room waiting for you. When I got to the hotel room, she was sitting on the bed, and she said, you had asked me earlier, what would I want from you about a relationship? And I said, okay, what are you getting at? She says, why don't we get through this first? Now, I kind of got a glimpse of what was going on there when she said, why don't we get through this? Not let's get you through this, but why don't we get through this? And she's sitting on the hotel bed, okay? So she was already in the room when I got to the room.
Did she ever come to the room at any other time?
Yeah, she came into the room almost every time she rented a room for me. There was a couple times that she didn't, but for the most part, every time she did.
Well, were you thrown out of the room, and did she have to rent the room again for you?
No, she did this. She did this repeatedly. She did this daily for about a month and a half, 2 months.
You had to go and give him your credit card monthly?
Mm-hmm.
Daily?
Yeah.
She actually sent me Western Union.
That's ridiculous, Miss Benham. And he told you that he was going to pay you back when?
When he got his settlement money.
No, he told you, he gave you a date. He said, I'm going...
By the end of May.
How long did he stay in the hotel room?
He stayed in hotels till the end of May.
And then what happened?
I got to the point where I couldn't financially help him anymore. Mm-hmm. I took out 6 payday loans in order to help him, in order to put him in hotel rooms. He agreed to pay me back the money that I loaned him.
Mm-hmm. Out of his settlement check?
Yes.
But he only got $116.
He did not tell me that.
He didn't?
Well, I did tell him.
That's what he's telling me. I have no reason to doubt him.
He told me it was a substantial amount.
I can't help you. I also can't help you out with the bail. I think there comes a time when you have to say to yourself, wake up, smell the roses. This is not happening. He's a bum.
Whoa.
Well,
I mean, I have a text message.
Did you pay your child support?
Yes, I did.
Then why did they take out $2,000 of your settlement?
Because it was an arrears case.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
No,
you have an arrears case. You didn't pay child support.
Yes, ma'am, but that all I owed was that amount on it. And it, because my children are over 18 years of age, those arrears sat. And then when they finally found out about it, they just took the complete amount.
That
so now that's
stop.
Done.
That doesn't belie the fact that you didn't pay child support.
You're right.
Of course I'm
Your Honor,
right.
I have a text message right here that shows that he agreed to pay me back.
Then I'll see it.
I believe page 2.
Shh. Yeah. He said, I understand, I just know that since he is now cooperating with the labor board that he is going to pay, and I would give that to you. $116 is what he got. That's all he got from the labor board. That's all he got from his settlement.
He told me it was a substantial amount.
$2,600, and they took $2,400.
He only got $116.
But he did not tell me that.
I don't care whether he told you that. That's not up to me. It's up to you. If you make a contract, you're suing on a contract. You're suing on a verbal contract. If he said, uncross your hands.
I'm sorry.
If a person who is in a contract says, loan me $50, I know I have a sure thing, and I'm going to get money. I'm going to bet my money on number 3, and I'm going to pay you as soon as number 3 comes in. And number 3 doesn't come in. Do you get your money?
No.
No. He said, I'm going to pay you as soon as I get this settlement. He doesn't say, I'm going to give me the $50 to bet on horse number 3, and if horse number 3 doesn't come in, I'll give you back the money anyway. That's not what he said to you. He said, now he's cooperating with the labor board, and I would give that to you. What he got was $116. That's what he got. And if he had come to live with you instead of coming to live elsewhere, we wouldn't be here today. He went back to live with his ex-girlfriend, is that right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Did you?
Yes.
Of course, that's what it says here.
And she tried to get me to stay in her house. I stayed at her house 3 nights, and I took her car to the labor board to get the settlement check, so she knew exactly what it was.
Oh, just a second. You mean after you stayed in the motel, you went to her house?
Yeah, because she said, I can't pay for the hotels. She took me to her home. She put me in her home for 3 days. I told her specifically, I do not want to do this. This is uncomfortable.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
How much do you weigh?
About 240.
You don't want to go. You don't go. Go right. To a men's shelter.
Right. You're right. But
of course I'm right. I'm always right.
You're right, but... Okay, so, but I tried to be amicable because of what she had done for me. I don't look a gift horse in the mouth, and I understand what she did for me. But, Your Honor, if I'm guilty of anything, it's being an a. And oh. If she's guilty of anything, she's guilty of...
I second that motion.
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Okay, is that what you paid?
Yes.
$150?
Yes.
Why are you suing him for $750?
Because I had to take a loan out to pay
for
the
what?
$150.
But you're suing him for $750.
And later today.
In January of 2017, she asked to borrow $4,000. Since I had received a large settlement, I had the money to lend her.
Correct.
You didn't get the money until months later.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jessica Benham says her ex-boyfriend, Jesus Luna, manipulated her into loaning him $4,600 for hotel fees and bail.
Okay, how much was your bail, sir?
My bail was $750.
Let's stop talking about the hotel room for a while, because I'm less sympathetic about the hotel room than I am about your bail.
Mm-hmm.
May 15th, you got picked up on a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, it's not an answer. Yes is
yes,
an answer.
Ma'am.
And you got picked up on a warrant from where?
Denver, Colorado.
What did they pick you up for?
Traffic violation. I had failed to appear because I had been hit by a semi-truck and failed to appear, and it was a failure to appear.
So they picked you up on a warrant
mm-hmm.
that had nothing to do with child support.
Right.
But the child support dropped on you at the time.
Right.
And at that time, the bail was set at $750.
Correct.
And that $750 went towards your child support?
No.
Where did it go?
The $750 bail, she went through a bondsman, paid $150, and that was the end of it.
Okay, is that what you paid?
Yes.
$150?
Yes, to the bondsman, but...
But what?
He's still on bond.
Yeah, but you only paid $150. Why are you suing him for $750?
Because I had to take a loan out to pay
for
the
what?
$150.
But you're suing him for $750.
I had to take a loan out for $750.
Why?
Because he kept calling me from jail. Collect, making my account in the hole. In that text message, I said, if I get a loan, you have to guarantee to pay me back.
Listen, Miss Benham, what I asked you was, I thought you paid $750 in bail to get him out. You did not. You paid $150 to get him out. So I said, why in this case are you suing him for $750? And you give me all kinds of answers, but you didn't give me an answer. All you paid to get him out was $150.
Yes.
Well, you're entitled to that, because you didn't make the babies that he was behind in child support for, and you didn't go through a traffic sign or speed. That was his problem.
He told me a completely different story as to why.
I don't care. You get your $150. The other stuff, sorry, we're done. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
He kept saying he was going to pay me back.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
I had a heart.
When she ran out of money is when I figured out it wasn't going to work out.
I don't speak to him.
She's not a cutie. She wanted the booty, and she lost the looty. You understand what I'm saying?
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Tenorio versus Patterson. Step forward.
Jessica Tenorio is suing her former friend, 25-year-old Ashley Patterson, for an unpaid loan to catch up on her bills.
Ms. Tenorio, I'm going to get some questions that I have in my head out of the way before we get on to the facts of this case. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a cashier / night auditor.
And what is your weekly take-home pay?
$300.
What kind of a settlement did you receive and for what?
I got injured.
Where?
In my building.
Explain it to me.
I fell on black ice.
Did you have a lawyer?
Yes, I did.
And what was the settlement?
$65,000.
That's what you cleared?
Mm-hmm.
And when did you make that settlement?
In March.
Of what year?
Of last year.
Okay. What kind of work do you do, Ms. Patterson?
Right now, I'm unemployed.
Where did you live last year?
I lived in New York.
When did you move?
I moved in July of 2018.
Where did you move to?
To North Carolina.
What kind of surgery did you want to have?
My breast.
When?
Last year in February.
That was before the settlement came due?
Yes.
How expensive was the surgery?
It was $4,000.
Where did you have it done?
In Colombia.
And then what happened?
Ashley took care of me, and I gave her an extension period of time for her to pay me back.
Okay, we didn't get to the money yet. When did you give her money?
Before I left.
That was before you got your settlement?
Yes.
So my question is, where did you get the money from?
My savings.
You're going to have to do this for me, since it's not what you wrote in your complaint. You're going to have to show me proof of where you gave her $4,000 from.
Sure.
I'd like to see it. Sorry.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't disagree with you that you probably loaned her some money. I don't think you loaned her anywhere near $4,000. So unless I get an answer that I'm comfortable with, I'm going to dismiss your case. Do you understand?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jessica Tenorio says her former friend, Ashley Patterson, borrowed money to catch up on bills and has never paid her back.
Now, let's go over the timeline again. You got your settlement in March of 2017. You wanted to have surgery in February.
Correct.
What did you need money for?
I was behind in some bills.
Would you kindly try to explain to me what you're showing me as far as a withdrawal is concerned? For 2016.
Which one? Oh, that's what I lent Ashley.
Show me the date. Cash withdrawal from savings, $3,500. This doesn't tell me where it went to. It's not even the same amount of money that you're suing for. Do you understand?
Yes.
So now let's you and I get a little real. Your complaint that you filed said, in January of 2017, she asked to borrow $4,000 because she needed money. Since I had received a large settlement, I had the money to lend her.
Correct.
You didn't have the money. You didn't get the money until months later.
That was my savings.
You just told me that you got your settlement in March of 2017. This cash withdrawal in a totally different amount is for $3,500. In December of 2016. Want to start over again?
Sure.
Something that I'm going to believe? I'm not believing you. I don't necessarily think that you didn't loan her some money. I don't believe that you loaned her $4,000.
I have a message that it shows that I lent her the money.
Can I see that, Bert? It doesn't say you lent her $4,000. I don't disagree with you that you probably loaned her some money. I don't think you loaned her anywhere near $4,000. Do you understand?
Yes.
So unless I get an answer that I'm comfortable with, I'm going to dismiss your case without prejudice. You can go back and you can try in North Carolina, in New York, wherever you like. Do you understand?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You want to start over again?
I lent her the money in the year 16.
You didn't get your settlement, which is what you said you gave her the money from, until 3 months later.
It was my savings.
That's not what you said. And that's not the amount you say you lent her. You want to start over again? How much money did she lend you?
She lent me $4,000 in January.
That's not what her evidence says.
I just picked up the money. I don't know where she got it from. I know she got it from her settlement, but...
She didn't get her settlement until 2 months later. I'm really not comfortable about this case, so that you can take it back to your local small claims court. Maybe that judge will be more comfortable with it. We're done here.
Please excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy,